This is NINEIM, November 9th, Elf Any Mike, NINEIM Monitoring.
WA9JW on Lansing, Illinois.
This is W8MEL.
W8MEL. Good afternoon, Mel.
Well, good morning. It's morning out here in Arizona. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I guess it's still morning here, too. It's only 11:32. Just relaxing on my day off and doing some chores around the apartment and heard your call. And like, oh, I know Mel. I know his son. So I thought I'd jump back real quick and say hello. How are things out in Arizona?
Well, probably a lot better weather. It's been low, about 40, near 70. It's been a little cool. Today's no sun. It's all cloudy here. I don't know if there's rain in the forecast, but I haven't had one snowflake since we've been out here. Of course, I haven't had any rain either, but let's see. You went back to work at Myers, didn't you?
Yep, I did. I went back to Meyer here in Sandale back in August.
Well, that's good. It's I worked retail. I worked at a Kroger store many years ago, and I had people there that worked there. They didn't have to worry about getting laid off. Didn't pay a whole lot, but actually with union wasn't too bad. But there's people at a different job and came back because they get laid off or, you know, the economy moves up and down. But we've been under the weather here. We've got some kind of bug. It takes a long time to get over it. I noticed this morning my voice is getting back to normal. So we might go out and do some dancing.
Don't push yourself too hard. I can't tell you how many times I've made the mistake where, you know, I had a bug and got to feeling better and thought, oh, yeah, I'll be fine, and kind of went out and did my normal activities, maybe a little more the next day, and, you know, thinking, yep, I'll be fine. And then fell back the day after, and it took a few days to recover again. So, just be cautious, you know, but, you know, definitely go out and have some fun. Make sure you keep your health in mind. Don't want anything to happen. But yeah, it's not a bad company. I took a pay cut, obviously. But now, after talking to some of the guys on the route with Sarah Lee, I mean, it may not have been nearly as much as I thought. They watered down a lot of the routes. A lot of the guys are out there working a lot of hours, very commission-based, instead of, for regular pay. So, maybe, not 6 days a week. I'm only working 5. I've got 2 days off back-to-back. So, I guess you just have to kind of pick what's important to you. Over to you, Mel. ADMAY. Steven.
Yeah, I worked, they've changed the program, and said one is they changed the commission program, and they said you can make more money, and they cut the base pay, and I still did okay. Eventually, the company went bankrupt, because my bride worked for Sarah Lee, and that was a party plan. They changed the commission, because it was all commission, and most of the people quit because they couldn't make any money. But yeah, I'm getting it digital. I found a little program that I can run DMR, Fusion, and D-Star on my laptop computer. Actually, it would work on my cell phone. It had a little dongle that plugs in. So I've been having fun doing that. Well, this is Echolink via NHJPR, and I usually do that one, or I do Glenn's. But the other one, if you want to look it up, it's free software. It's not a company. It's called BlueDB, and then they have an Ambi server. It's a little stick. I always call it a dongle, but it plugs in a USB port, or you get an adapter and plug it into your cell phone. They run several different operating systems. Actually, I have Linux also. I have a tablet. I bought some tablets, and must be the USB port's only charging because it won't talk to the stick. So I've got a cheap laptop. And what's cool, you can monitor. There's a fourth one. I don't know what it is. It's another digital format. You can monitor all four, and then you just hit a button on your screen, and then you can talk on that one. So it's kind of cool. This is WAWL.
Katie, can you
want
okay. Well, glad to hear coming through, John's repeater. And yep, you have the right company I was thinking of. The box I was talking about was called the DV Mega, and you plugged the Ambi stick into it. It was a box that you plug a mic into, and it had a little LCD screen, and everything was set up for D-Star, DMR, C4FM, and I forgot what the other digital mode was. I think it was... but yeah, the software I have on my cell phone is called a DV Switch, which allows me to connect into some repeaters and stuff like that via All-Star. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, it's they call it an Ambi server. You can buy them. From a couple hammers. I think I spent $150 on the stick. It's earlier one was a bigger box that had a couple circuit boards in it, and I guess you can plug it in too if you've got a hotspot. A lot of people will use a hotspot for their DMR. I got a friend that bought one. Spend a couple $100 on it. I see they've come down, but you make a little hotspot, but you still need a radio. This one, I don't need a radio. And out here is I'm too far away from at least the DMR, and I don't have a Yaesu radio. You can use a Yaesu radio, and I don't have one of those. Got a whole bunch of other stuff, but I don't have that one.
NXDN, NXDN, which is kind of similar to DMR, it's a commercial standard, was the fourth and final one I was thinking of that was on that box. But, yeah, it was a, you could buy the little AMBI stick, you know, which for the USB stick, and, yeah, would you plug it into a standard USB drive on your computer, and you'd set up a AMBI server, you know, and you could do it that way. Or the box I was talking about was called the DV Mega, which I would not recommend. It was a nice metal housing, like I said, with a, you know, like I said, a couple circuit boards in it. So you plug that stick in there, and you have to use a hand mic, and it had a little touch screen, and you could do all kinds of stuff, and it could monitor, I think, two channels at a time. It was a great concept, but I don't think it really did very well. I bought mine from Gigapart and was not very happy with it. Over to you, Mel. See you anyway.
Yeah, this is W8MEL. Yeah, I've had this a while. I finally got everything to work. I still don't understand is D-Star and the reflectors. I was on a net last night from Grand Haven, and there's people from all over the country, and you got to figure out where the group is. The only thing on the Yaesu is that you can get into the groups, but you can't get into an individual repeater. They have a West Michigan group where all the repeaters are tied together. I guess if you've got a Yaesu radio, you can actually pick out the repeater, or actually, like a DMR, I have an ID, I can actually call it just a single individual. And but that's proprietary software. So I was on Grand Haven group last night, and I've talked on DMR. I'm on the West Michigan DMR group. I talked to someone yesterday, so that's kind of interesting.
Well, here I go grabbing the wrong. No, I grabbed my 7100. I apologize. Anyway, I think the group you're thinking of is the Western Michigan Connect group. A bunch of Lincoln repeaters with different Yaesu Fusion links. I do have one Fusion radio still. I sold a couple of the others. I've used it quite a bit for a while and kind of fell out of favor with it. I have now a few radios that will do D-Star, but I have not set that up. I should. I do have a DMR ID. I know a DMR capable radios. I sold that one. My first impression with DMR after about 6 months was, yeah, I didn't like it. I found Fusion much more easier to use actually from the radio itself. Once again, proprietary. DMR is more open because I know that Kenwood and ICOM support it.
Sorry for grabbing the wrong mic. Over to you, Mel. Yeah, I found DMR difficult to make code plug the whole thing, and it works a lot better on this Blue DV. It comes up with a you can do a search. Either for an individual or for some areas. I don't have to program a plug for each one. Might sell that when I've got enough radios. Because I'm just not happy with that DMR radio. There's not a whole lot. I think Sam had a DMR repeater. I think Sam shut it off for lack of activity. Don't know. This is W8MEL.
On that for Sam. I know he's got a GMRS and he's ocean seems to be the bigger one around here. Obviously, you know, with all the WM Connect and stuff like that that's going on, you've got down into Lake St. Joseph, you've got Carrara, Kalamazoo, Ludington, City, Keegan, you know, a whole bunch of them. I think the last that I knew there was about 15 to 20 of those piers were set up to link into WM Connect. So, nice little healthy system. And you could still, at least for some repeaters that I knew, you could still go in on a easy radio and move it to another room or another, you know, not necessarily here, but since it's over the internet, you know, the room you wanted to talk to, and no problem. And but a lot of them had like an automatic, after so much time, they'd reset to WM Connect. And there were several times I was in the middle of like a net out in like Brooklyn, New York, and waiting for my turn to transmit, and the repeater would reset. Over to you, Mel. Anyway, Stephen.
Well, just something different is, I just got to, you know, even you got to understand the talk groups or the rooms, but it's, in it, and I didn't have to spend a lot of money on a radio. I did buy a new HF radio back with a Dayton thing, if they call that. They got a deal. I got a lifetime warranty, and I moved up to light speed from my old radio, which was probably 30 years old, to this thing. It's automatic this and does this. I'm just amazed is why someone would buy a used radio. Radios, when you buy them, it's like computers now, they get obsolete. And this one, I think I spent $600-$700 on it. It's just light years from where I was before. I'm an old Heathkit tube radio guy, so this one is quite the deal. This is W8MEL. Yeah, the Yaesu got it, 7300. It does also 10N6 FM. It's got a touch screen, and I put an external screen on it, which I bought a touch screen, but now I can't figure out how to get it to talk to the radio. It's a nice, it's right above the... it's right on top of the radio with the same size, but it's not touch screen. I have to use a mouse with it. And then bring it down Should have brought it down, but it's power supply. My power supply is right on the edge. Is maybe small, but I never use that much power. But it's a nifty radio, and I've got an old Kenwood TS-140 I got for free years ago, and maybe I'll find some group or some youth areas and donate the radio. I'd probably get about $200 out of it, I don't know. This is WADMEL. Well, what happened, I used to be in the broadcast video production, and this company come out with this video graphic years ago, and it was $130,000, and then they figured out how to make it cheaper, and they come out with a junior that basically did almost everything. In a smaller package, and the price went down and down, and now today, the same technology you can get on a Windows computer has got all that stuff in, and I used to sell editing systems that went. Well, I sold one to cable company. It was like $130,000 for this video editing system. Now you can buy for $5,000, you get a souped up. Windows computer, you know, does the video editing and all the fancy graphics and stuff. So as that technology moves on, everything becomes cheaper. Your $4,000 radio will come out next year with another version and cheaper, and electronics, everything, computers are. Well, I got one here. It broke. It's called a brick. It's called a Beeline. It's a little like a 4x4x1.5 thick computer. Cost me the original was $100. This one by $125, and that's the whole dang computer. I use that to watch television. I plug it in and watch online television. So everything's getting cheaper. But sometimes a new radio is a better deal than a used one.
that that availability of features. I know when I was looking for a 220 radio probably 3 years ago, I mean, there just wasn't anything out there. There were, you know, these Chinese radios that I tried a few. They were garbage, absolute garbage. Get what you pay for. Elinco had discontinued their 220 radio in their line. Izu and ICOM had a few radios that had 220 built in, but it was at very, very low power. And just kind of sat there going, okay, well, what do I do? You know, I kept trying to work with the Chinese radios, and finally I tried a Bridgecom, which was, for better or lack of terms, an Americanized Chinese radio that they bought, you know, and put their branding on and did some different stuff for. It was basically in any town. Let me reset. Anyway, I tried it, and I didn't care for it, and I just kind of was getting real discouraged. You know, I was kind of an advocate for wanting to do stuff on 220, and, well, what do I do? And Elinco released this radio here that I'm using right now, which it's an all right radio. It's a mobile, puts out 50 watts. But the audio, I believe, has some issues, and no gain control, no real extra features in it. It's kind of a real dumb model. But Kenwood's coming out with a mobile version of their handheld they released last year, and looking forward to that. It'll be a tri-bander. Hopefully that'll be a lot better off. I definitely will be jumping on the bandwagon for that one. So, but, you know, I wanted to set up a 220 repeater. I have one. Here I am. And I just need some more equipment out there for people to have access to it. Over to you, Mel. ADMEY.
This is W8ME out. I've got a... so the brand name is Hesitant. It's probably a bull thing. Anyway, it's a $26 tri-bander, and that one's lasted several years. Audio is a little bit weak. Then I bought a bull thing lately, and a whole lot better radio. They charge with a USB port. I don't need a big charger. A little bit bigger and heftier radio. But at home I got the CYT 9000. They make those, and I've got one for 440, one for 2 meters. My 2 meter radio is an old Yaesu that I've had for years that overheats. I put a fan on it. I put a fan on everything. I saw something neat with a guy doing computers. It was for a car dealership, and he stuck all the server and all that inside a refrigerator to keep it clean and cool. I thought that was a neat idea. If you have a repeater site, is stick your radios in a refrigerator and keep it about 50, 60 degrees all the time. And I thought that was a pretty neat idea.
But they're not built to the quality standards that you pay for like the Yaesu or ICOM and stuff like that. So you pay not more money. The software is generally more basic, a lot of less functions, but I've got a QIP 7800D, I think it is, that has served me faithfully on 220 and 2 meter and 440 for about 3 years now. Granted, I run it on very little power and don't try to push anything because I had a Radionity that was basically the same thing with different software that lasted me about 2 months. But, you know, it is what it is. But no, I got to get running here this afternoon, so I got a couple things I need to get to, and it was great talking to you. And hopefully you, you know, stay healthy down there and get well, and we'll catch you again here on P20. P20, over to you.
Yeah, good talking to you, Steve. We'll catch up with you. I checked in on this repeater. Sometimes I just park it there. I got a friend in New Jersey that once in a while he'll come in on Echolink and we can chat. So 73's spring is eventually get there. This is WAVNEL.
Well, the groundhog predicted that it'll be a short winter. We'll see. Depending on which one of the rodents you want to believe. But you take care of yourself. No, and always great talking to you. And if you get a chance, tell Matt I said hi. Hopefully he's doing well. And we'll talk to you again. KMY 73, sir. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, Matt's driving a school bus for Allendale, and in his spare time or weekends, he drives for some coach company. Lately, he went to O'Hare and picked up a group and brought them back someplace, but he's busy working two jobs. I don't know if it's school buses full-time, but at least he's got benefits, and he likes what he's doing. 73, this is WAVNEL.
And I know DM Mobile.
W39 white. KB9 KBX, this is WP9 YPA.
So, trying my best not to do it on air, but it never works. In fact, tonight it wanted to be at its worst while I was running the Missouri DMR net, so there you go. KS0, KDW will be standing by for the net. Josh and Lucy show tonight, or is it you doing Pre and Dustin doing the big show? Or I seem to recall somebody saying something about the Lucy show. K0KW.
Well, Lord have mercy. I sure hope it's not just the Lucy show. I can't handle that. But I am the guest pre-show for Dustin, and I got thrown to the wolves, so to speak. I volunteered for the wolves of logging. I've only done it one other time. I didn't have the best experience just because I was more panicked than I needed to be, so we're trying it again. That's where we're at. I did hear Chuck Jenkins in and out, so I marked him in and out. Brad will keep you on the list. Jeremy affirmed it in blue screen, and then I saw Fred and Eddie check in on the blue screen, so you two are also on. Yeah, otherwise we're doing all right right here, Brad. Just kind of hoping that I know the ropes well enough to make it work.
Say then, Ms. Lucy, would you kindly mark me in and out for that long day on this, but I know it will be a fun net. You guys. Everybody 7-3. Enjoy the net. KEYUKWA8KOC.
Roger that, Fred. I picked because I just got Uncle Fred off the blue screen. And then I was like, wait, I'm remembering that you're the right Fred, right? So I'm glad I sorted that out. I'll mark you in and out, but that's for a stop by and say it right anyway.
N5LKR from Texas. Put me down for the net. I won't be here. I'm fixing to turn the radio off and go in the house. It's cold. Talk to y'all later. Have a good evening.
All right. N5, either FKR or LKR. Can you come back to that and we'll mark you in and out if you're all set, right?
5LKR, November 5, Lady K Ranch, Ken from Moody, Texas.
Hello, Foxtrot 8 Golf, Brian and Norton.
All right, we've got Ken from Texas, at the end of Texas, top of mind, and Brian, KF8 Golf. That's not all phonetics, but I don't know what I'm doing. Looks like we're checking in phonetically. That can see a lot. But we got you on the list, Brian. You got 2 more minutes for the girl. Anybody else?
Kilo Alpha 8, Lima Yankee Julie, KA8LYJ, Bob, Barberton, Ohio.
This is Kilo Juliet 5, Foxtrot Lima Lima. Brad in Waco, Texas. Again, Kilo, Juliet 5, Foxtrot, Lima, Lima. Brad in Waco, Texas. I'll be in and out, ma'am.
WB9YT, South Bend, Indiana.
All right. I copied Brad from Texas to get you in and out. Thanks for stopping by and saying hi. We appreciate it. And we've got, Mike, I don't have my preferred name column working, but WB9YPA, we got you on the log.
Internet, gathering of hams from around the world, will start on the system in 30 minutes. Come join us.
Thank you, Net Control. Yes, this is Mike. You can call me Mike.
Roger that, Mike, you got you. And I was ambushed by the girl. I was kept talking. I didn't realize that time flew that fast. That was terrifying. Oh, boy, oh, boy. QST, QST, QST. Welcome to the BeaconNet pre-show. The BeaconNet is sponsored by the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association here on the WAWKY receiver in Doylestown. 147.390 with positive offset and a cell phone of 114.8. You're laid up the nighttime airwaves every Sunday and Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific time. This is the traffic pass through net control. I am pre-net control. KDADCC will be main net control. The pre-net control operator tonight is myself, Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Uniform Kilo, KE8YUK, also known as Lucy, Jeff Lucy, Betty's mom, Yuck, Josh's wife, Hey You, let's go on. Since I'm in the little chair, I get to make the rules. So we're going to do Mickey Mouse roll call with the Beacon Net Control team. I heard something out there earlier. KDADCC, are you out there?
KDADCC, Beacon Net Pre-Show. This is KDADCC. We're here. We're strapped in. We'll be ready for net control at the top of the hour. With that, this is KDADCC back to pre-net control.
KDADCC, KDADYK. Sounds good. We'll clear with Dustin. We'll see if KD8FLG is out there. Jeff, Nick, how are you doing tonight?
KDYK, this is KD8FLG. Good evening, Lucy, and all of the Beacon Medicines. I'm here right now. Whether or not I'll be here later is questionable. I can take this air cast off at night now for sleeping. So I've been able to sleep 3-4 hours at a time, just 2 hours at a time, which I've got to tell you is just absolutely fabulous. So if the desire hits me, if nature calls, I'm going to answer. Have a great night. Thanks for picking us up. You're awesome. Fine business. KD8FLG back to net control.
Congratulations on getting the air cast off. That sounds like a pregnant or nursing mom sleep schedule. And boy, I don't envy you, and I'm glad that you're getting some extra sleep. Hope to hear you later, but if you don't, totally understand. Glad you checked in. No responsibility. We're going to clear with Jeff, Nick, and we're going to talk with Nick at night. KDA2KO, are you out there? No responsibilities.
KDA2KO, good evening, Lucy. Good evening, everyone. Matt. Yeah, I'm out here, standing by, listening to the net. Getting some stuff done around the house here. And, yeah, that's about it. I guess with that, I'll pass it back to you, Lucy. KDA2KO.
Sounds good. And in context with the blue screen, if we don't stop Dustin, he might run away. Given how long it's been since I have done a pre-show, let alone logs, which I'm pretty sure I have only done one time, I would not blame him at all for running away. So let's not let him free tonight, please. I can't do more than I'm already doing. I already feel bad. I forgot to move the pink line. So Dustin, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna try more harder than I have been trying hard. Anyway, good night. We're gonna see if Eric is out there. Also, no responsibilities. KDA, KDYUK.
KDYUK, KDA here. Yes, I am here. I have not yet taken my position on the couch, so I cannot activate couches on the air right away. I have to rustle up some grub. But good to hear everybody. I'll be here for the duration. KDA, KDA, back to pre-net control.
Do me a favor and proxy check me in for couches on the air, because that is where my brain is. But we'll catch you down the line. We're going to clear it with Eric. I'm going to click the right line to make the pink line move. All right, and we're going to talk with W8HRF. Mr. Lucy, my lovely husband. Handsome husband? Handsome husband. That's what I meant to say. W8HRF, W8YUK.
I forgot to link up the 015. I need to do that. Anyways, I'm here. I'll be listening, and I am putting some finishing touches on main trivia. So, that's 2 weeks to your white card, W8HRF.
Sounds good, Josh. Josh has main trivia. I have alternate trivia. So I am free MCO, vlogger, and alt trivia. And also, a tired mom who made two meals tonight for dinner because And thank you, Josh. He says they were good. But I got in my head that I needed to make two and so on. So that's good. All right. That is it for the net control team. As far as our early pre-check, we have Chuck in and out. Brad, oh, darn, I think he said he was going to be in and out. I'll mark him in and out, but I'll call him just in case. We've also got Jeremy, K-E-8-D-R-Y, K-5-C-F-Y in his customary number 5 slot, K-E-8-Q-S-T, K-3-E-T-D, and then 2 in and out, W-A-8-K-O-C, and N-5-L-K-R. We've also got Brian, K-F-8-D, and Bob, K-A-8-L-Y-J. We've got another Brad who's in and out, K-5-F-L-L. Mike is not in and out, he's W-B-9-Y-P-A. And K-8-M-N-T, Thomas is also in and out. So that's my list for now. Before we read off this list, I'm going to ask if there's any other pre-show check-ins added to this list.
Alpha, Charlie, Tango, Craig, and Shreve.
Well, good evening, Lucy. Here is KC8FQV Markup the Door.
November Tango 8 Delta MT8D gave a copy. Sorry, stick around, Lucy.
KC8OWX Mobile, I'll be in and out.
Hello, Foxtrot Zero, Sierra Mike Delta. Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Sierra Mike Delta.
All right, I'm going to make sure I got it. All right, I'm struggling, guys, but I'm figuring it out slowly, but surely maybe hopefully. With that call, I got AA8CT, Craig, KC8SQV. Mark, N-T-A-Z, Dave, and then I have 88-O-W-X, Thomas, who's in and out, but then I have a call sign that I added a 5 to, so I messed everything up, and I don't remember what it was, even though you were very, very kind in how you gave it to me. So, K-blank-S-M-B, could you come back and fix your call sign for me, please?
Not a problem. Kilo Foxtrot Zero Sierra Mike Delta KF0SMB.
K40G was under NTAJC.
All right. I keep using zeros as O's, and that's where my problem is coming from. Okay. I fixed it. Oh, no, I kept pulling the pink line. This is a disaster. Okay. I have Karen, C-A-R-I-N, K-F-0-S-M-B, as in data. I thought it was Delta, but I may have been corrected, so if you could settle that discrepancy, that'd be great. We also have K-4-O-B.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Sierra Delta.
Thank you, Roger. We appreciate that. Especially because I was right, Josh was. All right, we've got you on the list. Thank you so much for your patience. I appreciate it a lot. I know I'm slowing things down and causing more problems than I'm worth, but I appreciate the practice also. All right, and I mentioned we got Mark in the middle, K4OG, also on the list. Oh, boy, that's enough for me right now. I need a break. Just a quick reminder that this is a linked system, so please key up for a few seconds before you start talking, and do hang on for a second after until you hear the beep. We do want to hear everything you have to say. Sometimes they get cut off, so we just want to make Charlie. I want to double check. So KA0KDW, will you send her out?
Yeah, I put that in blue screen. I'll be sticking around. I think what may have confused you in and out is when you're chatting, Chuck at the same time, and he doubled with me. So that could have caused some confusion. Okay, is it okay? I will be sticking around.
Roger that. I scrolled up and I found it. I also saw where Justin's been drinking beef jerky before he gets cheese pork. So enjoy that beef jerky extra. And thanks for the clarification, Brad. I appreciate it. All right. Next up, we've got KE8VRY. Jeremy, are you taking around tonight?
KE8YUK. This is KE8VRY. Good evening to you and everybody who's checked in so far. I am planning on sticking around. We'll see how well that works out. But as of right now, yes, I'm going to stick around for the big show. I'll say some retreat until then. KE8YUK.
Sounds good, Jeremy. We'll take your time. Okay, with Jeremy, CSK5CFY Ray is out there. Mr. Ray, how are you doing tonight? He's taking around. He is apparently not here for the pre-show. We'll see if he's back to the main show, but for now we'll have to circle back. I'll figure out how to mark that while I call out for KE8QFD. Uncle Freddy is sticking around tonight.
Yes, good evening, Lucy. Yes, yes. KE8QFD. Something like that.
Roger. That might just be on the list, and I didn't move something blind for myself, and I skipped again. Apologies. Scott says I need to stop apologizing. I can't. J-8-L-Y-J. Bob, are you sticking around tonight?
Yeah, I see how it is, Lucy. Yeah. Skip right over me. This is K8LYJ. Yeah, I think I'll hang out. God willing, creek don't rise. And of course, I live on a hill, so if the creek rises this far, everybody's in trouble. But, yeah, I'll hang around.
Bob, I really hope the creek doesn't rise because we would be in trouble, especially in this weather. It would just be a sheer block of ice that high. That would be miserable. All right, we've got you on the list, and we've handed you SYL, if you will. I don't know if she'll check in how she's doing, but definitely best wishes to tell. Let's see here. I already did Brad. I already did Mike. K8MNT. Thomas was in and out, so we're down to AA8CT.
Okay,
how are you doing tonight?
Can
I stick around?
Good evening, Lucy. You're doing a fine job. A couple of deep breaths, and you're just sailing right through it. Excellent. I plan on being here to at least listen to the trivia questions. I don't know that I'll make it to the answer of the trivia questions, and you've got a lot to check in, and I'm looking at the clock. You need as much time as you can get there to get everybody in before the big show. But yes, for the big show, the trivia, back to you. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and we will talk to you later. Okay, AAH, one more time. AAHCT, back to you, net control. Thank you.
Thanks very much for the support and the confidence boosted. And I remember when Josh switched his call sign, and I couldn't keep his call sign straight. So it's a fun time getting a vanity, but you're growing into it well. And, oh, darn. I can't do the alphabet fast enough in my head to remember if you're my president's older or younger brother. So I'm just going to say brother and move on. We'll play with Greg. Catch you down the log, hopefully. We'll call out and see if you come back. In the meantime, we'll see if KC8FTV is sticking around. Mark, are you sticking around?
All right. KC8FTV. Yeah, we're going to stick around. Why, if not, I've been doing all these nets tonight. And, booster group, I guess, Colorado County, net Colorado group. They did a meeting with Heat Farmers. So I've been around. So I'll stick around. Okay, CF2V, I'm coming through the Newberry 147-015. KSFP, back to net, Lucy.
Sounds good, Mark. So the rest of the nets that you're going to hit tonight, we'll catch them a lot. We're going to talk with Dave here in a second, but I'm going to re-ID before I get. This is K-E-8-Y-U-K, Lucy. The pre-net controller for the beacon net on the WWKY repeater. I also picked up a new 5G, Steve, off of Bluestream, and I just saw the Fudge came back online. I already have him on the launch. All right, excellent. Dave, I haven't talked to you in forever, and thanks for checking in. He's sticking around.
Hey there, Lucy. You sounded wonderful tonight, and hopefully you're having fun. Yeah, I'm going to try to stick around in, as long as I can. I caught Dustin on the Boredom Breaker net and let him know that I ended up having the day off tomorrow. He says, oh, good, you can stay up for the Boredom Breaker net. Yeah, for the Beacon net. It's like, he caught me. So I took an afternoon nap. I'm going to try to stick around, answer the question, and then we'll see what happens after that. Thanks, Lou. Nice to talk to you. NTAD, back to you.
glad Justin talked you into it. Hopefully it'll be a good net. I can't promise anything, but I'm trying. glad to hear you. Thanks for sticking around. KEHOWS Thomas is in and out. I already talked about adding the, so that should be all set. Okay, so far so good. Roger, KF0SMD. Again, thank you so much for your patience earlier. Are you sticking around today?
Good evening, Luce, and everyone else on the net. Thank you for being on NCO tonight. You're doing a great job. I will be RX only. I won't be able to participate a whole lot, but I will be listening and enjoying. So, thank you. This is KF0SMD, back to net control. Thank you.
Sounds good. You've got your marks in and out. Hope you enjoy the show. And trying to mark you. Oh, my gosh. I did it again. Trying to mark you in and out. I marked. Mark in and out. So Mark is no longer Mark in and out, but he's Mark. So K4OG, he's sticking around.
Hey, good evening, Lucy. K4OG here. Yeah, I'm going to stick around. The wife is waiting for me to call her back, but let her wait. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to have fun tonight. Thank you for running through that. See you later. K4OG, back to that.
Oh, no. You know I have to stand united with my fellow wives in waiting. But I know how it is. I'll see Josh come home from work and be in front of the house talking to somebody on the radio. Actually, he's usually it's Andy. He's currently not on the list. I wonder what's up with that. Maybe he'll check it next. But I know that he'll come in eventually. He's just got to finish talking with the Hamley. So Betty and I just press ourselves up against the window, our faces all smushed, and just wait for Daddy to come in the door. And sometimes in better weather, I run Betty out and must stick her face against the car window door, but Josh doesn't always think that's funny. And he's just Betty, so. Anyway, hopefully you'll give her a ring here in a minute, but in the meantime, we've got you on the list. Steve, you're the last one on my list, and 5Z, we won't talk about the unmentionable in the blue screen, but are you sticking around tonight?
Hi, Lucy, and the rest of the net. Great job. I think I'm going to, I'll run it herd, but I'm not going to really participate, so I'll be lurking. Got a lot of folks. Thanks, 7-3, and you too.
My puppet master is telling me what to say. I'm joking. But he did remind you to thank you for linking up Texas, which we do. Thank you very much for setting all that up. We really appreciate having a whole new batch of folks to meet and talk to. And y'all are a lot of fun. And I hope I don't get in trouble for saying y'all, because I do it anyway. And I hope you're enjoying the book recommendation we talked about. God Goes to Murderer's Row. I always get it a little wrong. But I think that's what it is, and it's a pretty good book. So, I'm clear with Steve. That's the bottom of my list, and I have 4 more minutes until the top of the hour. So if anyone else wants to check into the pre-show with me, K-E-8-Y-U-K, Lucy, the pre-show for the Geekonet, which is every Sunday and Wednesday night, please call now, and I am a new blogger, so please give your call from slowly and phonetically so I can get you on the list. If you're interested, click the rubber chicken down. Please call now.
Check in. Kilo Golf 5, Papa Tango Echo.
Alright, I'm going to grab it there. I have Kilo Golf 5, Papa Tango Echo. James in Texas, and I got a really staticky signal. I think I got Alpha Kilo, Alpha Papa, Josh and Chico November, so discrepancies on that last call side. I don't know if your signal will have gotten better, but if you could give it back, if you could fix your call sign for me and give it a little bit more slowly and phonetically, that would be much, much appreciated. And I just saw a couple people come online on blue screen, so I'll add you next. But in the meantime, call sign that I didn't catch, Alpha Kilo Alpha, Papa, maybe November, not really sure. If you could come back and fix that, whoever was asking your name, we'd appreciate it. Alright, nothing heard. Hopefully we'll figure that out down the line. In the meantime, I've got a couple of people to add from Blue Screen, I think. M5FDJ, I don't remember if I have you already, so we can find out. Nope, I don't have you. And as thought, I figured ADNMO would go up, because he is, so I'm going to add him to the list as well. And, Martin Levine, and we've also got, Alan, K.I., I don't know why I'm taking so long, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I can't change it. I think that's everybody. In answer to Alan's Blue Screen question, they have lost their minds, they're letting me log, and I volunteered for it, we're all crazy. If there's anyone else who wants to check into the pre-show, please call now phonetically and slowly, please.
Kilo 8, Papa Juliet Whiskey, KDGW is in and out tonight.
Well, Tango Alpha, Papa F0, T8, J,
November 0 station, could you come back a little slower? I've gotten it wrong twice now, and I want to try to do it right. A little slower and still phonetically would be wonderful, please, sir.
November 0, Tango, Alpha, Papa, and 0, TAC, Day, Coffee.
All right. November 0, Tango Alpha Papa, Dave from Coffeeville. We got you that time. Thank you so much for your patience. We also have, was that a bird? I think it might be. All right. Let's work this list because it's the top of the hour and I'm bad at this. Steve is in and out. It is Steve and Steve. KG5TTE. James, how are you doing tonight? Are you sticking around?
Good evening, Net Control. This is KG5TTE. Even though I'm showing up in the state of Texas, I am operating through my node in the state of Texas. My all-star node is located in Belton, Texas. However, I am 1,104 miles away to the east in Tampa Bay, Florida, currently with my friend Bob Sherman, P2SJP, another ham sitting right across the table from me. I am in the city of Florida in Pasco County? We're in Pasco County, Florida, and I will be making my way back to Texas tomorrow. I'm going to be leaving here in the morning and driving back to Texas. We attended the Orlando Hamcation 2025 over the weekend, and we had a good time here. I will not be sticking around. Just wanted to come in for the pre-show and make sure my node was working okay in Texas and let everybody know we went to the Hamcation. So with that, I'm going to bid 7-3s from Tampa Bay, Florida, and I'm going to be heading back to Texas tomorrow and Friday. This is Kilo Golf 5, Papa Tango Echo, wishing everybody a good night.
All right, glad you made the invitation. And if you give me a buddy's call sign, we could check him in as proxy.
Correct. His call sign is Kilo 2 Sierra Juliet Papa. K2SJP, and he's about to fall asleep, and we both are. We've had a long day. He's a fellow ham that went to Hamcation with me. K2SJP.
Roger that. We've got K2SJP down, and we wish you both a good sleep, good rest. If you could take one for me, do it. I need it also. Yes, Alan, I slip into a southern accent when I'm confused. I don't know. Not even genetic. I'm going to say Donald or Don, didn't catch. No, wait, nope, I messed up again. Same with G. James. We're going to talk with Donald now. N5SGJ, how are you doing tonight? Are you sticking around?
Well, hello. Yeah, I'll stick around for the trivia. This is N5SGJ. Doing well tonight.
All right, we've got you sticking around. We'll catch you at the next ABN and Molly sticking around tonight.
Yeah, I can't get the microphone off the hook, but I'll stick around, ABN and Molly.
That's a fun mental image. At least you don't have a jalapeno on your hands while you're trying to take the mic off the stand. Anyway. Going to clear with Andy. We're going to talk to Alan, J5DAY. He's sitting around tonight. Good to have you.
Hey, J5DAY on Echo Speak. I hope you can hear me. I've got my new earbuds in here. Well, they're relatively new, but I hope you can hear me. And I don't know that I'll be able to stick around at 9:30. I've got to do some paperwork, pick up some tools. We'll shave the neighbor's cat, you know, all that stuff. So I'll probably won't be able to stick around for all of it. But I'll be as long as I can. Probably at least till 10:30 your time, 9:30 my time, since y'all's in the future. So here I am, J5DAY.
Sounds good. Dustin will try to pick you up and your turn comes along. I'm going to clear with Alan. We're going to talk with K8DAW. So sticking around tonight.
This is KJW. I was just going to get my ticket punched. Islets are getting heavy now. I don't think I'll make it to 10 o'clock. Can KJW back to the net?
We've got Mark as in and out. We hope you have a good night. Thanks for stopping by and getting your 2 cents in. We'll clear up film. We'll talk to Dave, N0TAP. Are you sticking around tonight?
N0 TFA. No, don't care about being able to make it, but carry on. Keep up the good work. Catch you next week. N0 TFA.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. I always appreciate having more people stop in and say hi so you kind of know about the net and enjoy it. And as far as re-identifying goes, I'm going to let Dustin do the next one. I am at the bottom of my list, since Robert was in and out, and it is 10:06. I've done my due diligence, and now I just have to do the rest of my job, at least mediocrely as well. Thanks, everyone, who checked in on my half hour. It's time for KDADPC, the light of the nighttime airwaves, here on the Beacon Net. KDADPC, KDAY, you say? Go for it.
All right, thank you so much there, Lucy. Good evening and welcome to the BeaconNet. My name is Dustin. My call sign is KDADPC, and I'll be net control for the evening. The BeaconNet meets every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern here on the WAWKY repeater 147.390 with a positive offset to tail tone of 114.8, all star node 4496, and echoing WAWKY. This is a directed net. All traffic must pass through net control, and all stations are welcome to check in. We'll take multiple rounds of check-in, so if we don't get to you right away, just stand by and we'll get to you as soon as we can. We're linking with our friends in Oklahoma, Fireside, and various other networks. We have to queue for a couple seconds before and after you transmit. Make sure you let everything drop so we can hear everything you have to say. Before we start taking check-ins, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call now. All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. Stations that haven't already checked into the pre-show would like to check into the beacon. Please say your call phonetically, followed by alphabetically, along with your name and location. All right, Miss Lucy must have did a pretty good job there, so let's go get our trivia and get this party started. Let's go talk to WHRF. Josh, good evening. What do you have for us?
KDADPC, WHRF, good evening, Dustin. Good evening to everybody on the beacon. Tonight's main trivia question is as follows. The at sign, its earliest depth discovered usage, from a text in 1345. That's AD for the uninitiated. In modern times, it was used, or it is used widely in email addresses and social media platform handles. In what year was the at symbol officially added to the Morse code alphabet? Your options are alpha, 1912. Bravo, 1955. Charlie, 1989. Or Delta, 2004. I'm going to let this drop and reread it real quick. I want to say a quick hi to Alan on the blue screen. Main trivia, again, is the at sign's earliest yet discovered usage is in a text from 1345. In modern times, it's used widely in email addresses and social media platform handles. In what year was the at symbol officially added to the Morse code alphabet? Your options are alpha, 1912, Bravo, 1955. Charlie, 1989 or 2004. WHF, back to 88
UPC. All right, thanks so much for that wonderful trivia question, Josh. I'm going to think about it for a minute. In the meantime, we're going to go talk to Miss Lucy Key, YUK, for our alternate trivia. What do you have for us, Lucy?
Otherwise, just missing the one
temperature we had last week on Monday when it was 8 degrees. It's 20 with a bit of ice and snow all around. That's it from Missouri. K0KEDW. Back to you, Dustin. I hope you have a good rest of your week and a good weekend.
All right there, Brad. Well, wonderful to hear you. And I was thinking about you yesterday. My uncle called me. He was in the state of misery there. So, me and you can get out. And I'll tell you, we'll try to have a good rest of the week and weekend. But we're getting 3 teeth pulled tomorrow, so we're not really looking forward to that one at all. But 73, my friend, have a great night. And I look forward to catching you maybe Sunday night, if not next Wednesday night. All right, let's go over and talk to Jeremy now. I have to go down the list. Before I talk to Jeremy, I'm going to go talk to Alan because I'm contractually obligated to. TI5DAY all day long. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, Dustin. Come to see you live from American Airlines. TI5DAY. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm itchy. We've been putting fiberglass sidewall panels up tonight. And man, when we do that, oh my goodness, you get fiberglass all over you. It's wonderful. This little fiberglass solution is itchy. It was like you got the mange. I mean, you ever seen a dog go outside and, you know, put a tiny end down on the ground and pull itself across the yard? I tell you, you almost feel like doing that. Too much information, sorry. Anyways, I'm just sitting there chilling, man. I got about a little bit of time left, and then I have to go back to the airplane. But luckily, we're done with all the maintenance. We just got to clean up our stuff, put our tools away, and start doing paperwork. So that'll be fun. But, all is well that ends well. I'm going to go with Double D for Dodo Head on the Trivius. And thanks to everybody for hanging out. And hope everybody's doing well. KI5DAY, back to you.
All right there, Alan. Well, I'm itching for you just thinking about that there. Great to hear you. We got you out at Double D's tonight. And I'll tell you what, make sure you tell Larry we all said hello there. We're going to say 73, and now we're going to go back up and talk to Jeremy K. ZRY. How you doing? KDEC, this is KEZRY, Jeremy here in Ashland. I'm doing fairly well tonight. Thinking around QRZ, QRZ, trying to get that figured out. A little bit under the weather. I have a cold coming on. So is my wife, and little girl has a double ear infection. So we're all pretty under the weather in the house. But that being said, it's still a great day. My trivia answers are going to be Delta and Bravo. That's all I've got, so I will say good evening, and 73 to everybody, and I will pass it back over to Net Control. This is KEZRY. All right there, Jeremy. Well, I hope you feel better there real soon, and I will say 73 to you, and we got you out for Delta and Bravo there. I don't know if he's here or not. I haven't seen him yet, but I'm going to give him a call anyway. K5CFY, Mr. Ray, are you out there? All right, he may already be in bed there. K5CFY, Mr. Ray, if you're listening, we'll say 73, give old Fred a scratch on the ears. And that's going to bring me on to Uncle Fred on the north end of town. KEQFT, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Dustin. I don't know if it's raining yet. I guess we're going to kind of dodge the bullet. We're not going to get an ice storm tonight. But we're going to get snow, I guess, about 4 o'clock in the morning. Other than that, not much going on. No, I'll give you trivia answers. They're both the why? I don't know. She has no idea. Other than that, not much going on. But as you pointed out to me yesterday, spring training's underway for our American League Central Division champion. And other than that, I have nothing for the material. KMQFT, back to net control.
Alright, there, Uncle Fred, we got you down for a double A this evening, and it's good to hear you. And yeah, I'm glad we didn't get the ice, and hopefully we don't get too much snow there either. So we're going to say 73, and that's going to bring me on over to Maryland. We're going to talk to Eddie W3EDV. Take it away.
Yeah, hi, Dustin. We made it twice in one day again. Yeah, my net logger screen here is kind of cool on the jumbled up side, so I didn't know exactly where I was on the list. Yeah, looks like I'm number 12 right after you there, Dustin. So, Lucy, you did a great job, but I think maybe we need to have some net logger logging lessons. 101. Anyway, I'm about to sneeze, so I'm going to say B and D are my answers. And 73 before I sneeze, everyone.
All right there, Betty. Well, I'll tell you, I was just sneezing before when it was Uncle Fred's turn, so glad to hear you out there. And if you go up to the top of NetLogger and click the number sign, you can... or the pound sign, I guess, you can put it back in order the way it should be. But if you will say 73, have a great evening, we'll catch you down the log. That's going to bring me over here to Brian, KFAG, for the second time today. How are you?
Oh, surprise, I'm still up. Yeah, it looks like the weather cleared out for now, but there's more moving up towards Toledo, freezing rain than snow, so it took that a couple hours to get here, but... yeah, we'll see. Not much else going on. I check into the barometer that morning if I'm awake, so. Everyone have a good evening in 7-3. Be careful with the bad weather. KFAG.
All right, 73 there, Brian, and thanks so much for staying up and joining us. It's a rare to have you on the beacon net there. So we'll say 73 for now and catch you on down the log. And before you go, I don't think you did. Did you want to give us some trivia answers?
Yeah, no, I didn't even. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I wasn't listening to trivia questions, but I'll give you, for both of them, whatever, one or two questions. See, or I could care less. Back to you, KFAG.
All right there, Brian. Well, thanks for stopping by. We really appreciate it there, and I will look forward to catching you on down the log. Let's go to Bob now, K8LYJ. Good evening.
Hey, good evening there, Dustin. This is K8LYJ. Today was a day of cranial flatulence. I was running errands, and I was just dropping stuff and losing stuff right and left. Swore up and down I had left my iPad in a doctor's office where I'd taken it for reading material while my wife was in an appointment, and even went so far as to leave them a voicemail to look for it, and got on the Find My Device app, and there it was right there in my vehicle, which I thought was in my driveway, but no. My vehicle is still parked in front of my house, where I really don't like to leave it. So I'd gotten to move it to the driveway, so it was kind of a mess. I'll drop it so I don't time out. All right, and as far as the trivia, I'm going to go Delta and Bravo. Those are guesses, but they're educated guesses. I've got reasons behind them. So we'll go with that. And I'll turn it back to net control. K-A-8-L-Y-J.
All right there, Bob. Well, I'm glad you found your iPad. Sounds like you had quite the day there. So we'll say 73 and catch you on down the log. This is TDDPC with the Beacon Net. Next on the list here is WB9-O-Y-P-A. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, not too shabby. Pretty good. Getting some things done in the shop. And then I decided I was going to splurge and buy some vanilla ice cream and some root beer. So I'm going to concoct a root beer float. So something really nice to have on a really frigid cold day. I think I'm going to go, I will also go Delta and Charlie.
Right there, Mike, you got you down for Delta and Charlie, and I'll tell you, you can never go wrong with a root beer float. Me and my buddy like to enjoy them while the wood stove's keeping the place nice and toasty. I gotta know, though, do you use a frosted mug?
I would like to do that, and I need to. I think what I could do is just put the mug, I can put the mug out in the, and let it set outside for about 15 minutes, and that will do the same thing.
It's pretty cold here, too, but see, it's warmer than it's been all day. It's 37 right now, so kind of a heat wave. But get you out to Delta and Charlie, and I'll tell you, there's nothing like a nice root float and a frosted mug there. Did you have anything else for us tonight, Mike?
Negative. No, that's it. Yeah, it's below, I think it's about 25 degrees here, so... Yeah, not as cold as I'd like to get the mug, but yeah, I could probably throw it in the freezer if I could find any room in there for the mug. I don't think it'll fit, but yeah, but what a great suggestion. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem there, Mike. I've made a shelf right in the door specifically for frost mugs. It fits half a dozen of them, and that's what I got. There you go. 73, my friend, have a great evening and enjoy that root beer float. Let's go over to Craig now. A-H-C-T, how you doing?
Good evening, Dustin. A-D-A-D-P-C, A-A-H-C-T. I haven't got a lot to say. I'm trying to do some paperwork here, which I hate because it usually ends up me paying bills, which I'm not a fan of, but better than not paying them. So we'll leave it at that. Answers for the trivia questions. CB, and that's two letters I picked up in my head and have no reason or basis for that. Thank you for running the net tonight, and you guys, you do a wonderful job. I think Lucy did an excellent job. She had a moment there of, how shall we say, overpowered input with trouble getting output, if that makes any sense. But anyway, thank you all for doing what you do. Hope to see some of you in a week at the SARA meeting. And from that, I'm going to turn it back to you. So this is HCT. Back to net control. I'm going to be listening. I don't know if I'll make it to the answers or not, but thank you and have a great evening.
All right, there, Craig. You have sound for Charlie and Bravo, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the club meeting there. We're going to see 73, and that's going to bring me over to Northern Mark, GC, FQV, take it away. One more time, GC, FQV, Northern Mark, are you there?
Hi, FK's FQV. Well, on the main one, about the at sign, that's going to be 2004, or D. And the alternative is going to be B. It's going to be B on the other one. So D on the one for the at sign, and the other one is going to be B. So KCV. And we got all kinds of things happening over here. So back it comes, KCFTV.
All right there, Mark, we'll see 73T. We got you on for Delta and Bravo there. That's going to bring me on over to Dave and TED for the second time today. How you doing, Dave?
Howdy there, Dustin, and everybody on the net, and all the listeners. You're the reason why I'm up this way, dear Dustin. he called me out for not going to work tomorrow. So the cat's all freaking out because he doesn't know what to do because he thinks he should be going outside or I should be going to bed, and he can't figure out which one it is. I got my laundry done, though, so he gave me an opportunity to do some chores, too, this evening, to stay up and pass some time until the net started. I'm going to go with Bravo and Charlie for my guesses tonight at an ENC, which would be the opposite of AD for the uninitiated. And maybe we'll get some of y'all for the barometer net in the AM. Was a fully initiated. Anyways, nice net to and thanks, and nice to be a part of it. Back to you, NTAT.
All right there, Dave. Well, pleasure to have you, and I'm glad I got you to stay up late. It's unique to have you up this time for the Beacon Net, and I'll be glad you got some things done. My laundry's made it through the washer. I have to throw it in the dryer out through the net. So there you go. We're going to say 73T, and we'll catch you on down the log and enjoy your day off tomorrow. And now we're going to stay over in the same area, and we're going to go talk to D4. OG, Middle Mark, how you doing?
KD8EPC, K4OG. Well, hello again, Dustin. Man, this is a nice day. Three naps, two Dustins. Man, you're busy. Anyway, doing pretty good. Trying to hold it together. Multitasking is not my thing. Talking to the wife, watching the blue screen, listening to the radio. I just can't quite stay on topic. So, I'll just go off topic. Let's see. Off topic is, what do you call a very small valentine? A valentiny. Anyway, the answers to the trivia questions is I ain't got a clue. So I'm just going to go for the primary Delta, secondary Charlie. So DC it is, Delta Charlie. Hope I'm right. I won the past two, I say win. I got the past two net right, so I'm going for a triple. K4OG back to net.
All right, K4OG, Mark, well, it's great to hear you, and a little word from our sponsor there. You have to go out for Delta and Charlie, and we hope you get the three-peat there. And I laughed at your joke, too, so we'll say 7-3, and that's going to bring me down to N5SGJ. Donald, how you doing?
Question and the rest of the net. Thanks for, thanks to Lucy for logging. Just been working on some data recovery on a couple of my brother's computers. He had forgotten the password. So let's see, on the trivia, I'm just guessing C on the first one, and Cornwallsborn or something like that, D for the second one. Back to net, N5SGJ.
All right there, Donald. Well, great to hear you with us tonight. I think the word you were looking for there is Cornwaldo beans. They're quite famous on here. So we'll say 73, catch you on down the log. Now we're going to go over to the land of snow and maple syrup, and we're going to talk to my good friend Andy, EB8MO. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Coming in through Echo Stink. Hopefully it sounds okay. Let me know. I turned the mic gain down back to the minus six, or I had the old phone. So I might have had it up too high during the board and break. So let's see here. Oh, I'm trying to think here when I did my code test. I was pretty bad with the symbols. I don't know. But I guess I'll just go with the latest answer. I think it was 2004 with that. I think it's Delta. And I got to go with Osborne is much more boring than Cornwallo Bean. So I guess that would be Delta and Delta. So have to let me know how this sounds there, Dustin, whether I comes to the mic level. Thank you, and back to net. This is ADNMO.
All right there, Andy. Well, it sounds fine in my opinion there, so that's all that matters, I suppose. Great to hear you, my friend. We got you down for Double D's tonight, and we'll look forward to catching you down the log, and thanks for deciphering that code for me there. All right, Andy was the bottom of the list of stands. This is DDTC with the DMET, and I'm looking for some more check-ins. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Hotel Quebec, KE8, CADQ, Benjamin, Michael.
Oh, man.
What did you do?
Oh.
All I heard was, oh, man, there, but I'm pretty sure that was KF580E, TG5SYC. I've got KDHQ, a Ben. Good evening to you. You're mobile, so you go ahead first.
KD8EPC, KE8DHQ, glad you got me in there, Doug. So late getting out of work, so I was worried I wasn't going to make the net. Got excited as soon as I heard you call for check-in. So, never a great question. Just going to take a guess at Delta and Delta. And I'll let you get on to it. This is KE8DHQ, and I'll give it back to you.
All right there, Ben. We're glad we could catch you this evening. It wouldn't have been the same without you, so good to hear you out there tonight. Now we got you down for Double D, 73 to you. Have a great evening, and we'll catch you on down the log there. Next on my list here is going to be KF5ADE Nickelodeon. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm glad you guys caught me. My screen is red. I've never seen it. So I don't know what happened. Must be an update or something, and I didn't know that's what was supposed to be happening. I got a dog in my lap that's going crazy because he thinks something's bad, and he comes over here to consult me that it's okay. Everything's good. So, good evening, Net Control. This is KF5AD Nickelodeon. I'm down here in cooled off Cibolo, and we're doing good. So with that, let's see. Trivia question, I'm going to have to ask Dustin, if you guys don't mind reading them again, Sandy and I both would like to listen in, and if you'll put her down on the list as well right behind me, I would sure appreciate it. So back to you, Dustin, KF5ADE.
All right there, Nickelodeon. Well, I think we can do that for you. Let's go up here and talk to WHRF. Josh, go ahead with the main trivia question.
Good evening, Nickelodeon. Good evening over there. And here's main trivia. So, the at symbol, the at sign, earliest yet discovered usage is in a text from 1345. In modern times, it is used widely in email addresses and social media platform handles. What year was the at symbol officially added to the Morse code alphabet? Your options are Alpha, 1912, Bravo, 1955, Charlie, 1989, or Delta, 2004. In what year was the at symbol officially added to the Morse code alphabet? Your options are Alpha, 1912, Bravo, 1955, Charlie, 1989, or Delta, 2004. You can see this is WHRF.
All right. Thanks so much there, Josh. Now let's go over to Miss Lucy, KYUK, for our alternate trivia. What do you got, Lucy?
KDA, thanks for the assist. All right, trivia. What is the Osborne effect? A, completely losing oneself in the pursuit of personal power. B, undermining current efforts in the pursuit of future endeavors. see the spread of false information in a high-energy situation? Or D, the last name Osborne is way more boring than corn waldo beans. Again, all trivia. What is the Osborne effect? A, completely losing oneself in the pursuit of personal power. B, undermining current efforts in the pursuit of future endeavors. C, the spread of false information in a high-energy situation. Or D, the last name Osborne is way more boring than corn waldo beans. That's you, Dustin.
All right, thanks so much there, Miss Lucy. Let's go back down to Nickelodeon, KF5ADE. Take it away.
Okay, I have a problem. The at sign being added to the International Morse Code, the American Standard Morse Code, the Railroad Morse Code. Which one are we talking about? Back to you.
Well, I'm going to refer that question back to Josh. WHRF, take it away.
I wish I had just put that in the question. I should have known something was going to happen. One second. I believe it was added by the ITU. Let's just drop for a sec. There we go. That's installed. Added by the Radio Communication Bureau of the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU. So hopefully that is helpful. Back to you, Dustin, WHR.
All right. Thanks, Josh. And a word from our sponsor. This is TEDPC with the Beacon. We're going to go back over to KF5ADE, Nickelodeon. Take it away.
Thank you, Josh, and thank you guys for setting up that great question, because I thought, wait a minute, which one? Because it would definitely swing my answer one way or the other. So I'm going to go with 1955, the date that's about there. It was after World War II. Let's see. I'm going to just go ahead and go for the Oswald effect and go with the D for corn waldo bean, because it's just got to be the good answer for tonight. So with that, there you go. You can go ahead and refer back to which letters I've just picked on. I know D for the corn waldo bean, but the international or the Morse code one, whatever closest is to 1955, I think it was the choice. Back to you.
All right, there, Nickelodeon. We're glad to have you with us, and we're going to let our loggers and trivia. They got you down for Bravo and Delta there. So we're going to say 73. Thanks again for joining us, and glad to hear you. And that red screen, I think, update. I haven't tried it yet, so we'll have to check into it. Let's go talk to Miss Sandy now, KG5FYC. Good evening. Take it away.
This is KG5FYC, and hello, Justin, and Lynette, we're just having a chill time after having the young boys over here. We pretty much have them most of the week, this week and next week, pretty much on our own. We do get reprieve on Friday. The other set of grandparents are going to take the boys that date, but and their mom's off on Monday, so we get a one-day reprieve, and then we got them the rest of the week. Dad's off to a school in Nevada, so we're maintaining the help of the young ones. So that's what we're doing, and trivia. Well, I'm going to concur with the 1955, which you say is B. And as far as the other one, the toss up between A and C. So let's go A, because somewhere along the line it's got to be always right in my answer. So one of them's got to be A. So there you go. This is KG5SYC. Back to you, Dustin.
All right there, Miss Sandy. Well, so good to hear from you. And we're going to say 73 to you tonight. And always a pleasure to hear both you and Nickelodeon there. We're going to say 73. We're at the bottom of the list. And we're looking for more check-ins. Please call now. All right. Might be a quick night.
98 off, right?
Control team. I think he's probably already asleep, but we're going to try KDSLG. Just Nick, you out there? All right, there he probably was. That's going to bring me over to Nick at Night, KQKO. How are you?
All right, hello, Dustin, and hello, everybody in that. All right, so I'm going to start with my trivia. The at sign added to Morse code. So I noticed when some hippies in 1955, they wanted to make love, not Q, and they got the at symbol added to Morse code in an attempt to replace the Q symbol in Q codes with the at symbol. Unfortunately, once they got the at symbol added, some people in the ham radio community were very unhappy with it, and they were only able to get it added to Morse code, not actually added to replace Q codes in 1955. As for the Osborne effect, Robert Osborne, he was an executive assistant to Carnegie. He tried to take over the steel mills, and a big pursuit of endeavors, and that'd be bravo for that one. Unfortunately, he led the uprising against his leader, and was unfortunately assassinated by the Pickens while trying to take over steel plants. So that's my answer for the trivia question. That would be bravo and bravo. Aside from that, not much going on, just kind of hanging out. Doing stuff around the house, listening to Net, and having a good time. With that, I'll pass it back to you, Dustin. KAQKO.
All right there, Nick. Well, great to hear you out there tonight, my friend. It's a pleasure, and you're sounding real good. We're going to say 73 to you, and now we're going to go on down here to KEVZA. Eric, how you doing?
Well, Dustin, hope everybody else is too. Good to hear everyone. Trivia, I'm going to go with Delta and Alpha. Delta and Alpha. So great job tonight, Lucy, with the pre-show, the logging, and the alt trivia. And I discovered that one of my neighbors must have purchased a very cheap Bluetooth speaker or wireless speaker of some sort that has many, many serious emissions, and it's encroached on my UHF frequency that I use for my cross-band repeat. So I had to find a new one right before the next. It was kind of stressful. Anyway, it all worked out. But it's broadcasting a local radio station, but at least I like the music. It's classic rock, or fossil rock, as I like to call it. Stopped at the rec center tonight after work, wanted to swim. I didn't get there soon enough, and they were supposed to cut it down to two lanes 15 minutes after I got there because of diving practice, and the divers never showed up, so I couldn't swim. But I worked the weight machines instead, so that was good. Anyway, that's about all I have. Everybody stay warm out there, and don't forget, snow angels at 4:30. So KDA, DGA, back to net control.
All right there, Eric. Well, sorry you didn't get to swim, but I'm looking forward to seeing those Snow Angel videos at 4:30 a.m. Hi. We got time for Delta and Alpha. Let's see here. We're going to go to Miss Lucy real quick and get her main trivia answer. Go ahead, Lucy.
Hello, Dustin.
Oh, were we talking earlier about having hooks for microphones? I'm realizing why that's handy, because I have to, like, scoop mine up, and then it's backwards, and I can't push the button right. Anyway, you're after my trivia. I'm going to go with Alpha and Delta. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Let's go to WHRF. Josh, give us your comments and your trivia answer, please.
ADADPC, WHRF, good evening, Dustin, again, and everyone. And I'm learning. I am not very good at WordPress yet. Good for what mess. For my answer, I went with Delta. Not really. I'm going to go with Alpha. Can you change my answer to Alpha, please? You can see my log is sitting right here. What happened today? Work happened. Came home from work. I realized as I was passing the exit to the store that Lucy had asked me to go to the store, turned around at the DX Engineering exit, thought about going to DX Engineering, resisted the urge, went back to Walmart, and just proceeded to get incredibly distracted and spent way too much time there. Can't send me shopping. That was a mess. I think I went back and forth across the store 3 times. Anyway, that's what happens when you don't go to the store in a while. It's like, ooh, what could I buy? And they're all, it is there. Yeah. It's a lot. Not too much else. Got home. Got ready for the mat. That's about it. Let me let this drop, and I'll read the trivia answer. Yes, Mark. DX is very close. I wanted to go. Anyways, I have a gift card. Main trivia today. Main trivia was the @ sign's earliest discovered usage in text form was from 1345. In modern times, it is used widely in email addresses and social media platform handles. In what year was the @ symbol officially added to the Morse code alphabet? And I guess I should have said by the ITU. Which is a UN United Nations agency, a specialized agency of the United Nations. Your options were Alpha, 1912, Bravo, 1955, Charlie, 1989, or Delta, 2004. The answer was Delta, 2004. The @ symbol's role in Morse code came from its need for email address transmission. The @ was formally added by the ITU Morse code alphabet on May 24, 2004, the 160th anniversary of the first Morse telegraph transmission. The International Telecommunications Union, I mentioned that's a specialized agency of the UN. Anyways, this is the first time. This marks the first official addition to Morse code since World War I. The AC, or Alpha Charlie diagraph, was chosen to represent the @ symbol. They chose it because, I guess, another term for @ is that symbol is commercial @ or @commercial. Don't know why. Symbolizing... Anyways, it symbolizes the A inside of a swirl like a letter C. So if you actually looked at it, if you actually sent it in Morse code, it's an A and a C sent together with no space, which is funny because it takes longer to send that than just spelling out @, because a T is one character, and it's a da, and a C is 4. It's got it. So... that's funny. Let me let this drop. Somebody who knows Morse code will have to let me know if the standard in ham radio is just to send @ or Alpha Charlie. The @ symbol has its origins. It was first recorded as appearing in this 1345 Bulgarian translation of a Greek chronicle, where it was substituted for just a capital A in the word amen. And over time, the symbol evolved and took on various nicknames, such as snail in Italian and monkey tail in Dutch. In 1971, Ray Tomlin made the at symbol famous for computing when he elected it to separate user and host in email addresses. So user would be the first part and then host, so would be the second. In the first ever network email system on ARPANET. So, anyway, that was main trivia. Thanks for playing along, everybody. Thanks for doing the net, Dustin. KDADPC, W8HRF.
Right there, Josh. Thank you for doing the main trivia. We really do appreciate it there. We're going to say 73U, and we're going to go up to Miss Lucy K. Why do you say, give us your comments. Let it drop to us the alternate trivia answer.
KDADPC, I'm just sitting in awe of that trivia question. That was, I had no idea there was so much behind the at symbol. And so much literal history, that time frame is crazy. Betty and I spent the day together, as per usual. Monday and Tuesday, however, we had some of the friends over, which meant I had some adults to talk to. Didn't really have that today, so I told her we'd take a walk, but only when the sun came out, because it was, you know, 29 degrees and cloudy. So as soon as the sun peeked through the clouds, she started yelling that it was bright, bright sun, and I said, okay, fine. So we put on her gloves, and a keycat hat, and a coat, and a shoe. Even though she was arguing about who should put on the shoes, because if I offered, she wouldn't let me, but if I didn't put them on, she got mad at me. That was complicated. But we finally got outside. It was very cold. His nose was immediately red. We went to visit a neighbor, and thoughtfully her husband, but unfortunately he passed away. He'd been fighting a long-term terminal disease for a while, but I hadn't realized that he had passed out a week ago, so that was very sad. But I'm very, very glad that we got to visit. I think that helped Betty. And Betty, of course, was a menace, and she got a donut and an entire orange and hot chocolate. And what else did she eat? She ate a lot. And then she hid behind the door and yelled at us to yell for her until she decided to come out and surprise us and then rinse and repeat, do it over again. So that was very cute. That was fun. Came back, she went to bed, I did some hobby stuff, which was nice, and then she woke up, and everything went downhill, because I think she was a maid, and she wanted to help, and that's always complicated. She was pouring stuff and stirring stuff, but usually in the most dramatic and messy way possible. So that's a lot of fun, but it turned out all right, we survived, she went to bed, and here we are at the net. So that's the day. I'll let it drop and start reading all trivia.